open session at 7:10. Invocation will be done by Michael Flowers. The flags will be by Jessica Shoemaker.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you, Lord, for allowing us to gather together on this evening. Lord, continue to have your way in each and every one of our lives. Use us, guide us, direct us, Lord God, in the way in which you want us to go, Lord God. Keep us covered, Lord God, all the days of our lives. Lord, we pray for the staff, we pray for the superintendent and his staff, we pray for the teachers. Lord God, we pray for this board. Continue to use and direct us, Lord, in the way you want us to go. Lord God, in the way you want us to lead. Bless the students of this district, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to keep your heads around about them all the days of their lives. Lord God, we praise you and we thank you. And we lift up your holy name. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 Please join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Here.
Here.
Flowers?
Here.
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 There's nothing to report out of closed session. That brings us to the hearing session. Is there anything that anybody would like to report out at this time?
No.
Okay. Dr. Hinman.
Thank you, President Polis. I've taken a poll of staff, and they have no report. But I would just like to share quickly. I want to commend staff, especially cabinet members. Mr. Seaman, as you know, through all of our hiring process this summer, it's been a Herculean job, hundreds and hundreds of applicants coming into the best Covina Unified School District, and it allows us to really take the cream of the crop. So kudos to you, Mr. Seaman. Denise Knudsen and Rob Coglin, I want to commend for their work on the LCAP, probably one of the most arduous documents I've ever seen. And I was down at a leadership conference last weekend, Thursday, Friday, and I made very clear to Carl Cohen, who sits on the California Board of Education Advisement Committee, that something has to change. Unfortunately, what I heard afterwards is it's just going to be worse than better. So very unfortunate news there. And lastly, I want to commend the board for its wisdom to send Denise and I to Sacramento to lobby for SB 1432. I will tell you I was a little reluctant to go because I didn't really know how much of a difference it would make. But I'll tell you, Denise and I spent 10 hours on Tuesday traipsing up and down the halls of Congress, meeting with congressmen, trying to explain the rationale as to why we felt open a district of choice was a good idea, especially for our district. And then lo and behold, on Wednesday, right, wrong, or indifferent, I was selected to represent district of choice to the Education Committee Assembly, and I got to represent our board to them and your wishes as well. And it came out of the Assembly Education Committee 7-0. Moves to appropriations and then to the governor's desk, which Senator Bob Huff feels will be approved. So I commend you for that and your vision for that. Thank you.
Ms. Miranda Jimenez.
Okay. Two things. Thank you. I'll dovetail with what Dr. Hinman said. I did call my local legislators, and then I did call everybody that was on the list and, of course, got no legislator. Got the receptionist, the scheduler, but nonetheless, I did call. So I want to thank Dr. Hinman for forwarding that information to us. It's really important that we get involved, and I thank you for that. So it made it a lot easier with all that contact information. And I'm sorry. Summer school is going really well at the high school. I'm there daily, and it's clean and orderly. And the only thing is the bells are 25 seconds too early again. Let's go send a little reminder email on that one. But everything is going so well, and so I want to commend Mr. Rose. I haven't been over to Edgewood, but I'm sure it's going equally as well. But I know that you are the principal for the high school in the summertime, so thank you for making it so seamless. And the IB dance recital. Oh, it went so well to see the little elementary school students participating in the IB dance. They were so excited to perform, and there was such great energy, and they got popsicles after, so they were really happy about that. And I believe it's this Friday, right? The high school and middle school is performing, right? Is it this Friday? July 1st at 11?
July 8th.
July 8th.
One more week.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to make sure to...
And